This is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm with Jonathan Danzel and his son Jarek from Sharon Springs, and they're going to tell us about how wheat harvest has been.
It's kind of been variable. I mean, we've had some fields that are pretty respectable yields for the year, and then we've had some that are a little disappointing, but it all come down to, you know, if we got a good stand in the fall or not on those fields. But I think our very first one made right around 44, which I was kind of surprised. I said we've just been so dry, but like I said, we've also had fields that average 20, you know, and it just come down to field edges, you know, if the field was consistent or not. And we've had, you know, with the lack of moisture last fall at drilling, I mean, it really made for tough drilling conditions, and then we just never got any rain the rest of the fall to try to help get that up, and so we had a lot of edges that were pretty tough. But yeah, it's been pretty variable.
And can you tell us about far as how the test weights and the yields have been?
Test weights have been really good, actually. I was a little worried there at the end. We had some hot days and thought maybe that would shrivel it, you know, a little worse than it did. But I mean, test weights have been shockingly good. A lot of 62 to 64 pound wheat, and protein's been 11 to 12. I mean, kind of in that ballpark. But yeah, it's been pretty decent on that front.
Can you tell us about the areas that you've had to cut and how much acres and when you started?
We would have started, probably a week ago. We had some fields over by Wallace that area always gets ready before the stuff over by the state line, and we started there first, and had some irrigated there. We had to come, you know, move 20 miles back by the state line and then come 23 miles clear back to get the irrigated knocked out. But yeah, we're plugging away. We had about 1,200 acres out this year, and we're on the home stretch. I mean, I think we got a couple hundred acres left, but stuff have a spotty stands, and so we had green heads out there, so kind of just letting it dry down so we can get finished up hopefully Monday.
And I've got Jonathan's son, Jarek, and he has ran the combine. He's going to tell us how that's been for us.
It's been pretty good, but the combine I was in was slower, so I didn't get to go as fast.
Well, that was Jonathan Danzel and Jarek, his son, and we're in Sharon Springs, and this is Tamara Wallace on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, reporting for KFRM.
Daughter.